My guest today is David Steiner, who is Executive Director of the Johns Hopkins Institute for Education Policy and Professor of Education at Johns Hopkins University. He's published a book called A Nation at Thought, Restoring Wisdom in America's Schools. And it's such a pleasure to welcome David Steiner on the line. Welcome.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Obviously, the COVID pandemic had a tremendous effect on education. But my sense is that this is a systemic problem from before and after the pandemic. Am I right in that?
Yes, in two senses. One, that our national results have been largely stagnant for the last two decades, so much predating COVID. And secondly, that in those stagnant results is concealed, if you will, a second problem, which is the vast disparity of outcomes, of educational outcomes, between the affluent and less affluent of our young citizens.
I'm imagining you had, sadly, a lot of raw material in the Baltimore public schools. And actually, I have a niece who has a PhD in education who is living this at the moment out in West Baltimore. So what should a well-educated future citizen be learning in school?
What we do know is that we all need to be able to read well. We all need to be able to think effectively. We all need to have a basic numeric sense. We all need to be able to thoughtfully address issues in public affairs, because being citizens of a democracy, there's little point in being able to celebrate that status unless you can be part of it, unless you can take an active role, a thoughtful role in making decisions around elections and other issues of public affairs. So there are some fundamental basics. There are also, I think, two other crucial dimensions. The first is a sense of ethics. That is, we want our children to have an ability in their lives to make important distinctions when faced with difficult choices. And we also want them, I think, to have an appreciation of beauty and what is really worthwhile in life. And so if we put those three things together, the first is largely academic, the second is really ethics, and the third is aesthetics. We tend to forget the second and the third. We used to think a lot about teaching things like poetry and music and the arts, but in the drive to privilege, we've largely confined other subjects like the arts to really dismal status. So I think we have multiple purposes for education, but I would say above all, we want to produce thoughtful fellow citizens to think about the future, think about right and wrong, appreciate beauty. Those are unique gifts to human beings, and it seems to me education is about celebrating them and enabling us to partake in them.
David Steiner is the author of the book A Nation at Thought, Restoring Wisdom in America's Schools. And he'll be in conversation with President Emeritus of MICA, Fred Lazarus, at Bird in Hand this Monday at 6:30. And you can find out more about that on the events tab at theivybookshop.com. David Steiner, thank you so much for your time and thoughts.
My pleasure.